Blog Talk Radio. vocals.
I've been staying in Norbert. Runs to go with me. The world.
Lord.
The
weak
and the sick in total that hold me when I'm broken. They conquer death to bring me victory. Now I know my Redeemer.
Can I not do with you as this potter? Thank you, Holy Ghost. saith the Lord. As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name. House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. If you take out your Bibles, hallelujah, your composition notebooks, hallelujah, your ink pens, your pencils, hallelujah. Hope you got a good ink pen tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Lot of paper.
Praise God.
Just playing. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. You want to write down those names of people that you want to, names you want to put into the atmosphere, people that said, pray for me. Hallelujah. And family members, names you want to put into the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for Jesus. We know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Put into the power that works within us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Take out of the communion elements. That's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you haven't, it's not too late to switch over those dates and times onto your March calendar. Hallelujah. Almost about halfway through. Yeah, but still. Hallelujah. Set your alarms 5 minutes prior to the time. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning. We have praise and worship.
Yes, Lord.
We even have young people and little children. Hallelujah. Calling in the morning, giving their scriptures. Hallelujah. It's 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship. Tuesday evening is our Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Where the students are having fun and learning so much of the Word of God. We had a quiz last night. Hallelujah. Pop quiz. Hallelujah. Everyone did excellent. Hallelujah. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. is our International Victory Service. Sundays at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, hallelujah, is our International Victory Service. And that's heard all over the world. 3 p.m., hallelujah. It's a live service, but you can also hear it over the airwaves. Hallelujah. If you aren't able to get out to the house of the Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget when you come to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in her mission field in Uganda. Hallelujah. Continue to keep her and her team covered with the blood of Jesus as they travel back and forth to Uganda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the first and second Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting ministry that comes in. And the fourth Sunday this month is Minister Lorraine Gamble. He will be our speaker. And then after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out in fellowship with the saints of God over a free meal. Hallelujah. The first and second Sunday of the month, we have our pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. And the fourth Sunday of the month, the children that's in the Good News Youth Club, the first, second, and third Sunday, they're able to have a presentation and share with us the scriptures that they have learned. Hallelujah. And they're quoting scriptures. You ought to hear them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The young people, hallelujah, are being taught the word of God by Elder Kiwi Stevenson and Brother Malachi Ramey. Hallelujah. And they need, our young people need to be covered by the blood of Jesus, and they need to know the word of God. They themselves need to be taught the word. Just like you take to send them out to school every day, they need to come to the house of the Lord to learn the word of God. Hallelujah, which is even more important. Hallelujah. Our young people are dying in the streets, and we need them to recover the blood of Jesus. We need them to know how to call on Jesus for themselves when they see trouble. Hallelujah. We thank God for our beautiful building. Hallelujah.
Thank
God for the beautiful edifice and beautiful child care center and beautiful rooms, users' offices and our classrooms. Hallelujah. We thank God for the washing stations in Northeast, South, and West in Baltimore City for the homeless. So the homeless will be able to shower, and we'll be able to give them clothing and be able to feed them. Hallelujah. They're precious unto God, too. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that the Lord is doing through the ministry. Hallelujah. And our next Potter's House Challenge will be in the month of April, 15 minutes prior to service starting. Our Potter's House Challenge this month was won by Deacon AJ, Annette James. Hallelujah. And she won. She had a beautiful prize. You have to come out and see what the prizes are. Make your pocket sad. Hallelujah. We love to encourage the saints of God to learn the word of God. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Father God, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get it together, y'all. Hallelujah. The song, I Know My Redeemer Living, is still percolating, and I'm trying to hold on to the seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But praise God. We just thank God for what he's done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I especially thank God for all of you who joined us in praying for others and joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. It will mean something to that person. It has saved their life and will continue to save people's lives. And some people, there are a lot of people, I really believe there are a lot of people walking around thinking nobody loves them. But they hallelujah, Lord Jesus, wait till you get up to them and say, excuse me, I just want to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. That will blow their mind, because the minute before you said that, they were thinking, nobody loves me. I might as well end my life. And then you go up to them and say, God loves you, and I love you too. And they look at you like you're crazy because they can't believe it. A minute before they were saying, nobody loves you. And then somebody comes up to them and says, God loves you, and I love you too. That is a mind-blowing experience. It's a salvation experience. It's a faith-extending experience. I'm going to hold on just a little while longer then. Hallelujah. So I thank you for those who joined the army of people telling people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That God loves them and you love them too. Hallelujah. God bless you. And one of the reasons why we do that, I want to tell you this. You know, we do that and we pray for others. And one of the reasons why we do that, we pray for others, we share the good news of the Lord, is this.
Somebody pray for me.
I'm so glad they pray. thank you.
Raymond Banks.
Maria
Johnson. Lorena Johnson.
Robin family.
Hallelujah. Oh, Corey.
Or
David. Hallelujah.
Our family.
Damon.
Aaron and Charles and Kathy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Murray Crenshaw.
Christopher Barrett.
Ola Wright. Lewis Wright. Lisa Regina.
And Armani.
The White Hall. Lee Hall. Jean Hall.
Freddie Douglas.
Hallelujah.
The Thomason family.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Phyllis Western family. Kelly Lundy and family.
Lenita Harris.
Mother
Harris. Angie Harris.
Jackie and Danny and family.
Donald. Ross.
Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Elwood, Ernest, Davis.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Thompson, that's a Funkin family. Hallelujah. Oh. James Ward family. Terry Joseph family. Y'all got everybody. Everybody. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives.
Thank you, God.
The nephews.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come that kingdom be done in real life for our mother, Dolores Harris, and Angie, and Beth.
Yes, yes.
Go to and family of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Dominique and all the grandchildren.
Yeah, even Julius.
The whole family of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say yes.
Jennifer. Hallelujah.
Congratulations, Julie. And Abram, Anna, and
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kitty, and little Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie,
and James,
and Monica, and Donovan, and Malachi,
yes.
And Julius, hallelujah, and Victor, hallelujah, and little Mitchell, and Michelle, and Bishop Waters of God, and family, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mitchell and First Lady, Pastor John Street, and First Lady, Pastor Tom Swinn, and First Lady.
Thank you. What's your name?
Hallelujah. Camilla. Hallelujah, glory to God. Tina Spencer.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Chad, the Benita Church, and Aaron and
Church.
James, there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Tatiana.
Tina Thompson, oh, God. And Tatiana, and Journey, and
yes.
Tina, and Christopher, and the entire family, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How are you doing?
Tiffany and my yarn, oh God.
Hallelujah, Mr.
Hallelujah. Minister, Linda, and
oh, Lord.
Reggie, and Barry, and David, and Susan, and Alan, and Donya. Hallelujah, Tiffany and Bianca, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren of God, the entire family of God.
In name.
Dog and a cat too, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holly Maxwell and hallelujah. Lorenzo, hallelujah.
Hey, on, Lord.
Bedford, Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, buddy. The Desjardins and family, oh God. But everybody out there, buddy. Minister Jane, Minister Janice and family, oh God.
Amen.
Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theosi and his entire family, oh God. Roche Kitimaya, Minister Jerry Cleveland, the entire family, oh God. In the name of Lord Jesus. Rakim, oh God. In the name of Lord Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Harry Warsaw and family. Maisha Warsaw. Margaret.
In the name of Jesus.
Gary Don Wilson, oh God. Hallelujah. William Horn, oh God. Adrian Scott, oh God, and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't know what we should pray for as we go, Lord. The Holy Spirit doesn't make intercession for us. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah. Leslie Govob and John, oh God. Sam, oh God. Hallelujah. Megan and Penny, oh God. Hallelujah. Valerie Montone and Tony, oh God. Isabel and Brad, oh God. Jason, oh God. Pastor Jason Roseboro, First Lady, oh God. Bishop Larry Somerville and First Lady, oh God. Yeah, double JKD. Linda and Joseph Garcia, hallelujah. No, oh, God. Glenda Blanchard, oh, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Jesse.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Phil Winston, oh, God. Ashley Kyle, oh, God. We pray for them as well, oh, God. Yeah, they be in shake in the name of Jesus. Oh, they be in the name of Yes, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer and family, oh God. Archbishop Terry Robinson, oh God. Archbishop Marcia Evans and family, oh God. For anybody that is able, yes.
And it's in the name.
Mr. Monroe Saunders and family, oh God. Be that tip over with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Kim, younger and family, oh God. Yes, I would.
Be in the hand the enemy. I'm
sorry. But check it in, but in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Good Jesus.
Father God, covenant, thank you.
Lord, cover us, Lord.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We find your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for blessing you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The next voice you will hear, bless your boy, after the next selection,
hallelujah.
None other than, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized.
Hallelujah.
Warrior of the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Guardian of the altars. Altar. Demon destroying. Magnificent example of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the peaches with the
Jesus.
Children's corner on this evening. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Your teacher, even if it's
teacher that, that everybody else is afraid of? Don't you know Proverbs 15:1 says a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yeah.
And you may have seen that teacher give a whole lot of students some wrath. You may be scared to go to that teacher yourself. But you want to know if you have all your grades in, if there's anything you're missing. Because it just may be something that you – if you missed a day in school or something, you may have missed a test. You may have missed something. And that might have been a day that they gave a pop quiz. So therefore, you're missing a grade. But if you go to them and you and be humble – and ask them, ma'am, sir, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything that I can make up? Is there any extra credit I can do to? I would love to have an excellent grade and an excellent mark in your class. And don't you know that will touch that teacher's heart? Believe you me, I'm going to tell you that teacher is not used to that, and it just may take them for a loop because they face so many different attitudes. And the, most of the attitudes that they face from the young people is negative. It's negative because it seems like so many of the young people are ready to fight. It seems like they always had a chip on their shoulder for no reason. No reason that we see. They may be going through certain things at home, which give so that when they come into the classroom, they angry and they got their mug broke down and they're just ready to fight. But you be different. You go to the teacher, and it may be when everybody else has gone out of the classroom. You may even come back in the afternoon and have a heart-to-heart talk with your teacher. And believe me, that teacher will be so impressed. That teacher just may, even if they're ready to leave the room, they may go back to their desk, take out their book, and add up your grades and add up your numbers and see what kind of average you may have. And they may even share with you from their heart, well, your grade is such and such, but I'll give you another assignment so you can bring it up. You know, you just never know how God may touch that teacher's heart because you work on the word. You work the word of God saying a soft answer, and you go and you just exhibiting the word of God by going in and talking sweetly and politely to this teacher. And you never know how God will work through that teacher. Praise God. And never forget the seven pillars of wisdom. Hallelujah. And there's some pillars of wisdom that the pastor has been teaching us or has been going over with us. And one is having a coachable, teachable spirit. And have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Don't you know your teacher will see if you that you are that type of student that don't mind going the extra mile when it's time to turn in a term paper. And believe you me, when you get in high school, and even in college, some of y'all are old enough to go to college. When you are able to do your papers and you turn them in neatly. I'm not talking about turning in paper with grease marks and look like the dog done chewed it up and look like when you see fingerprints on it and you see all the different kinds of marks. No, and you have a color page, and you may even have some graphics in it. And it's like, wow, this teacher is so impressed. She had to give you a good mark. Don't be afraid and be proud to be and answer, Lord, show me what I can do to go the extra mile. When it's a rowdiness or whatever in the hallways or commotion in the cafeteria, and when the administration coming in to look, never let them see you with the rowdy crowd. Even you have to sit over on the side by yourself and have your lunch. Don't be afraid of somebody calling you whatever they want to call you, okay? At least you won't be known to be with the rowdy crowd, okay? A good name is better be chosen than riches. It's better to have a good name than to have riches. So therefore, when your teacher or an administration, you're trying to, if they were to get a letter in this school and say, we're looking for a student that is worthy of this scholarship. We're looking for a student that has a certain type of behavior, has a certain type of grace, has a certain type of demeanor, has a certain type of, and they carry themselves a certain way, don't you know? You'll be the one that come to their mind. And they'll say, yes, I know just the student that this fits. And don't you know? It'll be you. But sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing instructions. When I get up in the morning, I'm hearing instructions from my mouth. When I'm going on the school bus, I hear the bus driver mouth. When I come to school, I hear the principal and the teachers and this and that. You know what? Button your lips. Listen to what they're saying. If it's something that you need to hear, then suck it up. Listen to what they're saying. When you go to church, you got to hear the preacher, and he's only giving you words of life. But that preacher can't come home with you, not unless they're your parents now. But the instructions that they give you, God will give you people in your life to instruct you in the way that you are to go. And it's for you to listen. It's not for you to suck your teeth and roll your eyes. When I was a little girl, believe it or not, I used to suck my teeth. Oh, I learned real quick. My mother would run up behind me and bang me. And sometimes you may think you out of reach of your parents. When you go to roll them eyes or looking at them from the side eye and sucking your teeth, don't do it, because even if your parents can't see you, God sees you. And you want the blessings of the Lord on your life. Don't mumble under your breath. I used to do that too. Don't mumble after you've gone out there present. Who she thinks she's talking to? Huh. I'm always the one sweeping the floor. I'm always the one washing the dishes. I'm always the one, always. No. Then you ask God, Lord, give me the strength. If my sister or my brother won't do it, give me the strength to wash the dishes. Give me the strength to go the extra mile. Give me the strength, Lord God, to sweep down the steps. Don't you know, even if your mom doesn't see you, God see you. You would rather be paid from God, a payment or a check from the Lord, than a payment from your parents or an earthly payment. Because there's going to be times where you're going to need some blessings. You may need somebody to stand up for you. You may need somebody to pay your money or for a trip at school, whatever. Don't you know, God can bless a teacher to say, oh, I'll pay that child's fare. You just never know how God's going to bless you. But when you be obedient and you walk right before the Lord, God sees you. Don't worry about man seeing you. Don't worry about man patting you on the back. Don't worry about getting kudos from your buddies in school or a teacher or whatever. You do what is right. God will allow the right people to see you. He will allow your blessings to come, because you would rather be blessed from the Lord than to be blessed from a man. Because if you're gonna be doing something for men to see and see you and give you credit and all and be and patting you on the back, you got your reward right there. If you're gonna do stuff in front of people so they can pat you on the back, oh, that was so good of you, that was so nice of you. That's your reward right there. But wouldn't you rather have a reward from God?
Unlimited. Hallelujah.
Wouldn't you rather your blessings be like from out of this world? And God can connect the dots. God knows what you need before you even need it. And God can place things in your path, bless you to find things, bless somebody for you to be on somebody's mind, and to bless you with something that you've been desiring and wanting, and you may not have even mentioned to anybody. But because you have been obedient and walking up rightly before the Lord, God can put you on somebody's heart, and they may even purchase something that they think they're purchasing it for themselves or for another child, and God said, oh, no, give this to so-and-so. And they got something for you, and they place something in your hands, and you wonder like, oh, my gosh, it's just what I wanted. That's because God put you on someone else's heart. It may seem like you being forgotten, overlooked, or whatever. You can never be forgotten. You can never be overlooked. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. God always has his eyes on you. He always had you on his mind. You're always on his mind.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, don't feel like you're alone. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you're by yourself, talk to the Lord. Just like I'm talking right now, talk to Jesus the same way. And tell him just what's on your heart. Tell him just what's on your mind. And tell him how you feel. If you feel like crap sometimes, tell him that too. Because he already knows. But just talk out to him. If you don't want nobody to know that you're talking to the Lord, if you got TV in your room, put the TV on. So therefore, the TV, they'll hear the TV when they walk past your door. They won't hear you. But the Lord will hear you. And then another way you can talk to the Lord, write it down in a journal. Say, God, this is how I'm feeling. Lord God, I feel as if I'm just being overlooked. I feel as if I'm done wrong. I just feel like nobody loves me. I just feel as if everybody else around me is getting the different things they want, and I'm just being overlooked. Write it down. Fold it up and put it inside your Bible. And tell God the different things that you desire. And watch God bless you with those things that you desire. And you're going to go right back to that piece of paper and check those things off. Check those things off. And say, wow, Jesus, I didn't know you cared about me this much. Because he does. He loves you. And the angels of the Lord are always before the Father. Angels, you have angels. And your angels are always before the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you, and don't let the enemy tell you that you're unlovable, because Jesus loves you. And when different thoughts come to your mind, say, don't nobody love me, say, oh, Jesus loves me. And sing that song sometimes, yes, Jesus loves me, because he does. Because he does. God bless you, and you're halfway through your week, hallelujah, and you only got two more days of school, hallelujah, this week, hallelujah, and God will give you strength to make it through. Be blessed of the Lord, and start your day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. If it's just singing a song to the Lord, worshiping God in the morning, set your alarm 5 or 15 minutes prior to the time you having to leave the house or whatever, and pray, listen to the prayer line in the morning, have fellowship with the Lord, and God will bless your whole day. Watch what I'm saying. God will bless your whole day. See you tomorrow morning. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19 verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19 verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Glory and power belong to our God.
exaltation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Father God, we thank you for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
Being added to the Children's Corner on today. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Hallelujah. At this time, it's time for the meal that heals.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. In that text, it says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. In the light of the word of the Lord. We thank God, for he is Jehovah's Tsidkenu. He is the Lord God, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Isaiah 53 and 5, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Your word says in 1 Peter 2:24, B, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sweet. Well, Baruch Shem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Bureti Bodia. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
In remembrance.
And when he had given thanks, and he thanked it, dear Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance,
thank you, Lord,
of you.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, O God. Thank you, 418. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, our Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system, the regular over heels on top of her head, she soaks on our feet, the red side out and outside in. We take it over to supernatural radio miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:20-6. John's line says, we are your children, and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ and his grace is called for the Son. And we ask you, let's pray. Hallelujah. First of all, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare this is a new testament in my blood. Jesus, remember to me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our house. Hallelujah. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your completed work has justified us. So, God, we just keep boldly. God, you said, when you see the blood, you will pass over us. And the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall not overtake us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our families, our loved ones, our homes, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Lord Jesus Christ, right? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, puts the Bible, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, and brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly, every curse against us and our family. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex and infection. Hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, spell it, hex and infection. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul type. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. We remember you. And because of who we are, whose we are, what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our brother's family, according to Job 22:27-28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 1, Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Not one was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, see the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to complete the message that we started on Sunday. So, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, thank you so much. Father God, I receive your anointing to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Say it. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you. We praise your name for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority. Hallelujah. Tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and your satanic cohorts, we curse you from the roots and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We bless your name tonight. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we all said,
amen.
Amen. Our message that we started on Sunday was a poignant message, an important message. Pastor Peaches, can you give the addresses quickly so we can
get yes. John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 20, Romans 8, 1, 1 Corinthians 6, 20, 1 Corinthians 10, 31, Philippians 3, 13 and 14, 2 Corinthians 4, 7, and John 6, 12.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
We thank God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We talked about recycling. The recycling industry really came to really real prominence and worldwide recognition of how big it was in 1970. That's when Senator Gaylord Nelson helped institute Earth Day. We've been trashing the earth. And recycling really hit prominence at that time. Now, Earth Day is April 22nd. I think it's on a Saturday this year to celebrate recycling and a renewal of the earth. Well, there was some recycling being done prior to 1970. Recycling is as old as time itself. Because when we, as our human race, were cast out of the garden, we needed to be recycled. In other words, we needed to have a rebirth. We needed to be recycled. And you know, there's a saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just let you know part two of this message. The message is entitled, Recycled for God's Glory. Somebody needs to repeat that. Recycled for God's Glory. Hallelujah. You need to tell somebody else. Recycled for God's Glory. Thank you, Lord. Because somebody has remembered you when you made your mistakes. When you fell into the dung heap of your mistakes or mistakes that people put on you or bad things that happened to you in your past, and people will try to remind you of that. They want to keep you laying on the ashes of your past. But Isaiah 61, verse 3b, that he will give you, glory to God. He will give you glory, blessings for your ashes. He's going to turn what happened to you into a blessing. When God uses people, he doesn't go out and choose people who are already equipped. He chooses people that equips them. I know somebody saying they may not have heard the message on Sunday. So what are you talking about? God turned murderer into a hero, leading 3 million people out of Egypt. You're talking about Moses. God turned a shepherd boy who grew up to be a king but then was an adulterer and a murderer. He turned him into a hero for an entire race of people. I'm talking about David. God turned a family of lions into the founding fathers of a nation. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God. God took a prostitute and helped her to save a nation. That was Rahab. I don't care what your past looked like. God, you turned your life over to God. God has recycled you. Pastor Peaches, I need you to go to Peshakarada, Mother. 1 John 1:9. I know that's not in the book, but y'all need to write that down. 1 John 1:9, and read that quickly, and then we can go to that the other scriptures.
Hallelujah.
1 John 1:9. 'Cause see, you were recycled for God's glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's recycling, y'all. 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you're Christ, you're a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new. That's recycling, y'all. But you've been recycled for God's glory, for his majesty, for his honor, for his blessing, when he recycled you, he's showing off. And that's all right for God to show off, because you are what he's showing. I once was blind, but now I'm seeing. I was lame, but now I'm whole. That's showing the glory of God. He's recycling us. Hallelujah. Read that first scripture. I think it's in Romans 8.
Oh, yes. That in terms of yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:1. Yes.
Got to understand. When you get recycled by God,
yes,
you need to understand this. Go ahead.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
When you get recycled by God, the past is gone. There's no condemnation. Somebody trying to put condemnation on you, they're either being used of the devil or they are full of the devil. Take your choice. Poor, you've been recycled for God's glory. When you walk the walk and talk the talk, you show forth God's glory in the earth. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God.
You're recycled. God paid a price for you to be recycled. Don't you allow no knucklehead try to put you back from where you come, because you've been recycled. You're not that old bent-up can anymore. You're not that squished-up bottle anymore, plastic bottle. God has recycled you, and you are a new creature in God. You're a new creature in Christ. I call it up, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And you can tell them what I said, because I didn't say the word of God. If they try to put you in condemnation, you can quote Romans 8:1 and tell them you're either full of the devil or you're being used by the devil. You can say that. You can boldly say that. Because that ain't God working in your life. That's the devil trying to push you back. Trying to push you back in the back of the line. And God has took you he put you to the front of the line. You're in the front of the line now, and the devil want to push you back. The Bible said the devil is a liar and the father of the
devil.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, ever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
Now, since you've been recycled, what you do, what you say, even what you think, come on now, do it to the glory of God. Don't you saute and marinate and ruminate, focus, meditate on negative stuff. One of Pastor Peach's favorite scriptures is Ephesians 4:29. Don't let no corrupt, bad, infected, messed up communication come out of your mouth, but that which is edifying, building up, and good and just and all that kind of other good stuff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've been bought with a price. God sent his son. Hung up on the cross for you. Took the beating for you. How dare anybody try to put you back
Amen.
From where you came from? You are a hero. You are a hero. God has turned you from a zero to a hero. Do you understand that? Do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? Hallelujah. The devil had you as a zero. But God turned you into a hero. You've been recycled. Give me another scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Apprehended. I understood. You don't understand how God did what he did. He connects the dots.
Yes.
You messed up. You fessed up. And now you've been blessed up. Thank you, Elder Kibbe. Hallelujah. You messed up. You fessed up. And now you blessed up. You've been recycled. Ought to be a big R on your head for recycled. Because, you know, some of those things, things that they made, it's a recycled material. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
There ought to be a big R on you. I've been recycled. Hallelujah. I've been bought with a price, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read another scripture. I'm getting upset here. I'm getting upset. Lord have mercy.
2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Hallelujah. You've been recycled. Now you're a new creation, and your creation is of Christ. Your creation is of God, not Christ. So you've got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You've got to make sure you walk in the Spirit. You've got to make sure you reflect Christ. You got on your job, in your home, in the community, in your church, wherever you go. You can't talk like you used to talk. You can't be saying, well, I got a problem with this. You know, it's called sin. And we supposed to give that up, y'all. Trying to sugarcoat stuff. I've got a problem with getting drunk. It's sin. I know they say, it's a sickness. If sin is a sickness. That's why you hear songs about the sin-sickle soul. So, glory to God. You either claim the sickness or claim your healing. Which one you want to do? Because you can have what you say. Now, you can repeat what they say, if you want to. Hallelujah. But I choose to say what God said. I'm healed. With his stripes, I'm healed. With his stripes, I were healed. I already is healed. Bad English. But what would you like to say? What would you rather say? I am poor or I is a millionaire? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am deep in sin. I is saved now. I think I want to say I is saved now. English teachers, please get up off the floor. I apologize. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. John 6:12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
I talked about this on Sunday. There's some folks that's still wallowing in the ashes. The scripture, no, what is it? Can you go to, while I'm talking there, and when you get this, amen, Isaiah 61:3b. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I talked about that some folks that's still wallowing in the mistakes of the past. Get rid of it. Get over it. You blew it. But guess what you did? You fessed up. You messed up, okay. You fessed up, and now you got blessed up. Don't be laying in the vomit of your past. Get over it. I know, but it was hard. Terrible things may have happened to you. It was bad. It was terrible. But don't wallow in it. Get up.
Amen. Amen.
And get on the move. What did that scripture say?
Did you say 51 or 61?
61.
And what verse?
A 3.
That says, the last end, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Okay, read the whole scripture. Okay.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes,
all right,
the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Glory to God. That's what he want to do. You can't keep living in the past and glorify God. Well, I'm saved, but I know I made these mistakes when I was. No. Even y'all out there that trying to, I know you ain't telling anybody, don't even tell anybody, only those folks that know, that you may have had 3 abortions or 2 abortions. And you thought it was a bad thing. You may have had some miscarriages, bad thing, or some sin deaths. But I got news for you. The word of God, what was that, John 6:12? God loses nothing. Before we come here, we're in the heart of God. And if we don't get to put on our earth suit, where do we go? The word of God says, to be absent from the body, we don't put on the earth suit. Where we go? We go back to God. We all get to heaven.
Mm.
You and the daddy. If somebody done had 3 abortions, 2 miscarriages, and then they had 3 live births, when they get to heaven, everybody get to heaven, there's going to be 8 children coming up to them. 8. Not 3, 8. Hallelujah. Because your spirit first, and you're in the heart of God.
Amen.
God loses nothing.
Amen.
God loses nothing. Go ahead, give me another scripture real quick.
John 6:12, what's your last scripture?
That was the last scripture?
Yes, John 6:12, what's your last scripture?
Praise God. You're recycled, y'all. You are recycled.
Yeah.
Give me the scripture before John. The scripture, I think that was. Oh, give me Isaiah 61:3 again. I like that.
Hallelujah.
You are recycled for God's glory. Not so you can pat yourself on the back, look what I've become, trying to tell the world. You don't have to say a word. People will see the God in you.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
Isaiah 61:3. Read that verse again.
Yes.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Things happen, and that some of them are mourning because of a loss of a loved one, a mourning because of the loss of a job, loss of a car, a loss of a business. God recycle everything.
Pastor?
Yes.
I remember seeing something on television the other day, and the man picked up a bunch of ground-up newspaper.
Uh-huh.
It was newspaper at one time, but now it's insulation that is put into the walls.
Oh, my goodness.
To keep a house warm. Some of the things that we now use was once something else. And there's a symbol on the side of items, and there's some arrows going around in a circle, which means don't throw this away. Put it in the recycle bin because it's going to be recycled. It's going to be taken to a company. It's going to be recycled and turned into something else. And a lot of times when we get toilet tissue or tissue that we use in the bathroom, it's recycled paper. It wasn't always what we see. It was something else. But it's been recycled. And I believe it's the same way when Jesus looks at us. He doesn't look at us as to what we are. He looks at us as to what he made us to be and what we can be. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You go into the woods right now. And do you see any furniture?
No.
Do you see couches and wardrobes and
nope.
Stuff like that?
Nope.
What you see?
Trees.
That chair you sitting in right now, sister or brother, that's been recycled.
Amen.
To something useful.
Yes, yes.
It was a zero. It really wasn't a zero. They thought it was a zero. But it's been turned into a hero.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because while that tree was there, it was the home of a whole lot of insects and birds and,
yeah.
And all kinds of, what's it called, fauna and flora was all around. Glory to God. But they've been recycled, y'all.
Thank you, Lord, yes.
You go to the car dealer and you get yourself a brand new car, a 2024 Mitsubishi. I don't know if they're out yet. Okay, a 2023 car. So I got a brand new car. No, you don't. Been recycled to be a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
But those ingredients that are put in that car was here.
Yes.
When God finished the sixth day and said, let there be. Okay, I'm going to rest now because the word, everything's finished. All that stuff was here.
Amen. Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. The building that you're walking into. Or that you,
thank you.
The components of that building was here. Way back when. But it's been recycled. People thought recycling was bad. Well, in the United States, recycling industry is a $10.2 billion industry.
Mm.
Worldwide is an over $57 billion industry. You can become a millionaire in the recycling business.
Mm.
But the greatest recycler of all time.
Thank you, Jesus.
They call it, they call it GOAT. You know, that's the acronym. Greatest of all time. Well, the greatest of all time, the greatest recycler of all time is God. Because when you can get a messed up heart and turn it around for his glory, boy,
that's
a great scripture. You know that? That scripture Isaiah 61, verse 3.
Praise God.
No matter what you done been through, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Went around again, good, bad, and the ugly. Whatever it was, the bad and the ugly, and you've been mourning over it and just crying over it. God said, I'm going to give you. Can you read that scripture one more time?
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Hallelujah. Glorify God in your actions, in your demeanor, in your attitude. You've been recycled. You've been taken from a zero to a hero. That's who you are. I don't care what other people say. Don't worry about what other people say, because they don't know the God that you know. And the God that you know says that you are a hero, not a zero. You're not an afterthought. Hallelujah. You were planned from the very foundation of the world. God says, you are my beloved. And my beloved is mine. Hallelujah. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3. Y'all need to check it out. Check that out, too. You belong to God. Yes, you've been recycled. But you've been recycled to be greater than you were when you were on the other side of that recycling episode. Everyone. A new creature in Christ. You're now an officer of God's kingdom. You're an ambassador of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:20. You're an ambassador of Christ. Okay. Your home is an embassy. Everybody in your home are officials of the kingdom of God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Because I'm an ambassador. If I'm an ambassador, then all the folk in my house, they somehow are part of this ambassadorial entourage. It's called collateral blessings. You're going to get blessed because you're part of this. Recycle for his glory. God bless you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We stand on Isaiah 61, verse 3, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify your name that you recycled us for your glory. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise your name today. We ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and set the captives free today. Every man, woman, and boy and girl is under the sound of our voices today. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that want to be recycled, hallelujah, from the devil into Jesus, hallelujah, made something great, hallelujah, and you want to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you from your sins, please repeat this prayer you have after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart, save me from my sins. Lord, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Is you are now saved. Hallelujah. Please give us a call. You need a Bible. You want me to read the Word of God. You want some scriptures to read. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you. See you in the morning. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. That number to call in the morning for morning worship, get on the call at 6:55 a.m. It's 720. Hallelujah. 527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Again, that number for morning worship is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. God bless you. And if you have a need, sow a seed. You can go to Cash App if you have Cash App. You can go to Cash App, capital T, $, capital T, all the other letters are lowercase, PACPWC, and little as much as you want. Hallelujah. If you have some unsaved friends and they don't want to go to Cash App or they don't have Cash App, you can send them to GoFundMe.com. And then when you get to GoFundMe.com, put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. That's our international ministry. And you'll see our picture now. Let's go what we want to do. And they can sow as often as they want, as little as they want, as much as they want. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen.
Amen.